More passion, more passion, more energy, more energy. Welcome to Brackets, the tournament-style podcast where we determine the best of the best for anything, everything, and absolutely nothing through one-on-one deliberations until a winner is declared. Today's topics, sandwiches that aren't technically sandwiches. I'm Austin.
I'm Yovs.
I'm Mike.
And we're the Unicorns. Mike, do you want to give us a little background on why we're doing this topic today? I mean, like, we go from Sean Bean to not sandwiches, I guess, or like, what does this mean? What are these things that we've picked out?
Because who doesn't love something that's not a sandwich but could be construed as a sandwich?
Something that shows up on the handheld section of the menu, but, you know, isn't between two slices of bread.
We all know what they mean. We all know what they mean.
Well,
I think you're all a little confused.
Yeah, Yov is not a huge fan of what some of the contestants that we've picked out for today's bracket.
I'm on board for some of them. Some of them are a little out there.
Well, I mean, should we let everyone else know what we've got lined up here today? I mean, we switched to random seating this time, so there's no bias coming in from Mike and I, like we've been accused of in the last episode.
Rightfully so.
Well, I mean, it's Boromir. You gotta.
This won't be a waste of everybody's time, but most likely will.
Well, less of a waste of everyone's time.
All right.
Is it a waste of your time if you're enjoying yourself?
Hey, thanks. Number one fan right here. If you can't enjoy what you're doing yourself, what's the point? You know? Okay, Mike, go for it. Let us know what we've got today.
You two should have a podcast. Surprise you don't. All right. 1 through 8, we've got, as Austin said, our random seating of things that aren't sandwiches but could be construed as a sandwich. Number 1, burger. Number 2, quesadilla. Number 3, a taco. Number 4, burrito. Number 5, a peanut butter cup. Number 6, calzone. Number 7, sushi roll. And number 8, hot dog.
Okay. Just hear me out, okay? So, because what I see as a sandwich is contents in the middle between two things, or contained within a thing. You know, that's where you're getting the sandwich vibes there, right? So, you know, sushi roll, maybe it's rice, but it's wrapped up in, right? It's just like a burrito. If burrito's on that list, sushi roll's on that list. But you know what? I'll save it. We'll get to sushi roll eventually.
I mean, a bread is a starch, and so is rice.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, but again.
Okay, so is chocolate a starch?
No, yeah. But it's an ingredient that encloses two other ingredients. Here's my point, though. I think Austin may have confused a sandwich with a donut because the peanut butter is completely enclosed by the chocolate.
I'm with you, Mike.
Yeah, that's a donut. But
yeah, no. Well, it doesn't have a hole.
Okay. First up, we have our first versus eighth seed. Before we give away all the secrets from this episode. First, first, eighth. Again, randomized seating, but probably the matchup I'm most excited for, burger versus hot dog. A couple of classics. It's going to be all downhill after this because we're going to get really up in the definition of a sandwich.
This is the only one that I agree with. These are the only two could be sandwiches on this list.
Took the words right out of my mouth. The classic hamburger versus hot dog. And you know what? I'm actually, the random seating did well because a burger would be the best thing construed as a sandwich. That isn't actually a sandwich. Because technically it is. It's meat and everything else between bread. It just has a different fancier name.
Yeah, the burger is really the Boromir of the sandwich world. Right? It's the favorite. It's probably the one that we think is going to go straight to the end.
I would disqualify it based on it being too much of a sandwich.
Okay, well, then a hot dog is better? Personally, I'm team hot dog. You know, I really like the delivery system of just a tube of meat wrapped in a... You know, it can be a lot of bun. It can be a little bit of bun. I think a hot dog is a classic move. It's seriously underappreciated as a sandwich. And you know what? As a sleeper pick coming out of nowhere, I think it takes burger.
You're talking trash, Austin.
No.
You know what the problem with a hot dog burger? Is? You know what the problem with the, I would pick burger over hot dog any day of the week. You know what the problem with the hot dog is? It tastes like a fucking hot dog.
if you don't want a hot dog, don't order a hot dog.
But I'm just we're out of the two. You got to go burger number one. Obviously, it's the best because you remember that resurgence, but a surge of fancy hot dog places that cropped up all over the place. And yeah. What do they all do? They'll Wagyu beef hot dog, but you know what it tasted like? A fucking hot dog. No matter what you put on there, onion, mustard, pickles, relish, spicy sauce, peanut butter, and Captain Crunch, it's still going to taste like a goddamn hot dog.
Mike, I'm with you in that, like, 70% of the time, I will pick a burger over a hot dog. However, I would disqualify burger because I think it is a sandwich.
Thank you. Yeah. A burger is just like half a step off the evolutionary chain of a sandwich.
No, I think it's on there.
Somebody took a steak and put it between two slices of bread and was like, this is a sandwich, but I have a big piece of meat in here. And then somebody figured it out. And that's how the burger came about.
You need to eat better steaks because a burger patty is not a steak. That's ground chuck. But you know you know how I know a burger is not a sandwich? Because it's got a different name. It's burgers and sandwiches on a menu.
Oh, boy.
No. Burger is just an exalted sandwich. It is just a sandwich that was so ingrained in there that it needed its own category.
So you're telling me...
It's too confusing to just be like, I need a ground chuck sandwich. Like, that sounds disgusting. Burger, though? Fuck, I'd eat a plate of those.
So you're telling me that it disqualifies itself from the conversation because it is just a sandwich.
Yes.
Correct, yes.
Absolutely.
Because the topic today is sandwiches that aren't technically sandwiches.
You know what should have been on here?
I think. I don't know.
Steak sandwich, because that's not a sandwich because it's not closed.
Well, but see, it's not closed. That's the issue there. On our very strict and defined rules for this podcast, that one is also disqualified. Steak sandwich comes in at number 9.
Yeah, open face sandwich and hot turkey sandwich. It's got the name sandwich in there, but it's not actually sandwich because she's right. There's no, it's not enclosed like a peanut butter cup. It's not an ingredient squished between another ingredient.
Save it for the next competition, the next round, Mike.
Here's the thing.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Here's the thing. Hold on. Here's the thing. Let me one last ditch effort.
Oof.
Burgers are way more customizable. A hot dog, you got like 4 ingredients you can put on.
Burgers are better. Agreed. For the purpose of this, hot dog wins. It's the best non-sandwich sandwich. Burger is the best sandwich, I would argue.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. I preferred it when it was just 2 of us. What's the next one?
I don't know why you guys invited me. I don't want to be here. You don't want me here. Like,
how can you say that a burger is better than a hot dog, but I'm going to go with a hot dog?
It doesn't fit the category.
What's the next matchup?
Okay. Hot dog moves on to the...
quarters?
Semis. We're in the quarters already. Not enough non-sandwiches out there to do round of 16.
I wish sports were like this.
Okay, next up. Ooh, here's another spicy one. It's the second quarterfinal in the Western Conference here. Burrito versus Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, we're being specific. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I mean, let's be honest. You think Peanut Butter Cup, you think Reese, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That was kind of my thought. Now... hear me out. Okay. Sandwich. Something in the middle. Something on either side. Enclosed. Peanut butter cup is a sandwich.
I'm going to go back to what I mentioned earlier to you. As a result of your severe peanut allergies, you have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Hey,
just because I don't know what it tastes like and I haven't eaten one doesn't mean that I can't point it and go, that's a fucking sandwich.
It's goddamn delicious. It's goddamn delicious.
So I've heard. Not that I'll ever prove that to myself, but so I've heard. And totally a fucking sandwich.
See, I was going to go with peanut butter cup until you disqualified burger for being too much like a sandwich and not part of the category. A peanut butter cup is a donut, as I said. It's an ingredient fully enclosed in another ingredient. It's a donut. Shut up
you
about the hole.
You are missing the most important part of the donut, which is the dough. There is no dough.
Mike. A burrito is just an enclosed bit of ingredients.
We've got
burrito that's just the Mexican
roll.
Meat donut,
we've got sushi
Michael.
Roll as a sandwich here. I'm not going to go with dough is what makes a donut.
Yeah, I'm going to say that a burrito is more of a donut than a peanut butter cup is.
Yeah, it's totally enclosed too. A burrito is just a jelly donut with a meat center.
Oh, son of a bitch.
It's like a Long John.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think like an eclair, if you're fancy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not French.
Yeah.
Just got the last name.
So actually, that blew my mind. A burrito was closer to a donut than a peanut butter cup.
Yeah, the only thing the peanut butter cup and donut have in common is that they're both sweet.
Okay, fine. So they're both things of sandwiches that were not sandwiches that could be construed as a sandwich. But which one would you rather have? Mm. What's
so,
better?
So now, yeah, now that we've nailed down the fact that the peanut butter cup is allowed to be on this list, let's decide if it's burrito or peanut butter cup moving to the next round.
Yeah, I think Austin has to. Austin has to recluse himself. Recluse? Yeah, recluse. I don't know. Austin has to. He's out. He can't decide. It's going to kill him if he eats it. Sorry, keep steamrolling.
After all the effort that I after all the effort that I've put into peanut butter cup, I'm actually throwing my vote in with burrito.
That's only because you want a Mexican finale.
No, it's because I just like mucho burrito. You go and you get the mucho size, and it's just like the size of a small child, and yeah. You get to eat that for like an hour.
More
like,
calories in it than a child, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's incredible.
I have never seen you take more than 10 minutes to eat a burrito.
Yeah, well, feels like an hour.
I was going to say you spend hours on the toilet later. But
I was going to ask, do you get the really spicy sauce on there? And then you got Montezuma's Revenge going on?
No. Some time ago, I decided that really spicy sauce wasn't worth it because then you don't get to enjoy your food as you're eating it because it's just pain. So I go one step down. But burrito's my vote.
I mean, I think it's got to come back to the variety. A peanut butter cup, you know what you're getting, but there is something to say about consistency, right? Consistent is good, but you get kind of bored after a while. Burrito, you can mix and match it, change it up.
I feel like I could have a peanut butter cup every day. I would not want to have a burrito every day.
Ooh, good point, good point.
So Austin has burrito, Yoves has peanut butter cup?
Yeah.
Is it down to me? Little old me? Fuck you, Austin, I'm going peanut butter cup.
Oh, no. Well, I guess that wraps up our Western Conference. We can move over into the other quarterfinals. First up, quesadilla versus sushi roll.
Who put sushi roll in?
That was also me. Okay, so hear me out. Hear me out.
That's the tagline.
So, yeah, hear me out. So, we've got, much like a burrito, contents enclosed in a vehicle with which to keep them.
Okay. I actually, together. I just pictured it before it's cut, and I see where you're coming from.
Oh, and I should clarify,
too, sandwiches aren't cut.
Like, I'm talking about like a hand roll, not pieces of sushi. I'm talking about the hand roll, the one with the seaweed on the outside, and you got just rice tucked into it. It's like a cone.
Okay.
Yeah, like a sushi cone.
Not a hand, it's a sushi cone. Yeah. Thanks, Yos. Yeah. Sushi cone.
Sushi roll is the cut.
Yeah, idiot.
Yeah, well, okay, so it's a little confusing. I'm pretty sure it shows up as a hand roll on menus.
I don't see hand roll on our list. No, I see sushi roll.
I did that very quickly.
Look, we're really stretching the definition of a sandwich, not a sandwich. I think sushi roll, cone, whatever you want to call it, both are fair. Let's just go with sushi.
Yeah, okay.
Minus the sashimi, because that's just raw fish. That's just dead fish.
Mm. Delicious.
And that's my point. That's why it belongs on this list. Sushi is the ultimate sandwich.
You lost me a little bit writing sushi roll, but yeah, hand cone or whatever. And now that I'm picturing it before it's cut, I'm with you. It's a non-sandwich sandwich.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And it has to go through because my boy burrito didn't make it. So I need something that's round and long and rolled up.
A quesadilla is round. And you can make different shapes with it. It doesn't have to be one shape.
A sushi roll is cylindrical or conical, I guess. The quesadilla is a flat circle. Like it's not even 3D. No.
Quesadilla is a grilled cheese for people who hate carbs.
Well, for people who hate carbs. I mean,
it's a worse grilled cheese for people who hate carbs.
Here's my thought on the quesadilla.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Which it is. If you get a bad quesadilla, it's awful.
Oh, it's bad.
But if you get a good, like mint, like just they've taken the time to care for that quesadilla, it's phenomenal. And it's fried. Although I suppose you could fry sushi. There's those hot rolls. But I think a good quesadilla is better than a good piece of sushi.
I think you're definitely wrong on that. However, I do think that the beauty of a quesadilla is that a cheese quesadilla is phenomenal. And that's there's two ingredients, like, okay, and the butter, obviously, but there's like no ingredients and it's so, so good. And that would be why I would vote for a quesadilla, but I'm not going to because sushi is way better.
Why do you keep doing that? This is better, but I'm not going to vote for it. No, because sushi is only sometimes fried and a quesadilla is always fried and you have to go with fried option.
Absolutely not.
No, you always go with the fried option. Unless you're a communist, you go with the fried option.
Michael, I'm concerned for your arteries.
Hey, you got we got one chance on this life. Enjoy it.
You know what? You know what? I'll admit, Mike, you did close the gap between quesadilla and sushi roll for me, but I've still got to stick with sushi roll. Sushi's too good, man. It's too good.
Jesus Christ, I got to bring in a friggin' my ally here. Are we seriously moving sushi roll on?
Are you kidding? Yeah. Sushi's so good.
Sushi, hand, roll, cone. Oh, there we go.
I'll make a quesadilla at home, but if I'm ordering food, I will order sushi 10 times out of 10 over a quesadilla. Ooh,
hell yeah. That's a good point.
So is it safe to say that I did not make a case for my quesadilla?
Oh.
Jeez, take the buttons away from him. Okay, that moves us on to our last quarterfinal matchup, both in the East and in our bracket. Up next and last in the quarterfinals, Taco versus Calzone.
Fuck you, Calzone. Look at my last name, Calzone.
Yeah, look at him. Yeah.
No, I was going to go with Taco, but fuck you both. This is Calzone.
I'm super conflicted about this one. Tacos, tacos are essentially 90% of what I'm made up of inside of my body. But calzones, the pizza in a pocket that you can carry around, that's too good to leave behind. Can we just bring both of them? Why don't we just move them into the semis and take sushi hand roll cone out?
No,
I would. Mm-mm. I'd accept that. Mm-mm. Sushi cheated. They used it. They deflated the balls. They stole signs. They used TRT or whatever.
No. Everyone likes a bad boy.
You remember? Is that the calzone? Is the calzone a bad boy?
No, the sushi. It's a dough. They cheated and stuff.
It's a doughy boy. So what Yo said about the key ingredient to a donut being dough, I think the calzone might actually be a donut here based on my own logic. It's fully enclosed in dough. Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a meat and sauce jam filled donut.
Well, the good news is you guys have a topic for next week.
Donuts? Donuts. You hoisted yourself on your own petard there, Mike. Did you just disqualify calzone for yourself?
I'm just thinking though, a calzone. No, because we put peanut butter cup through. So I'm just like a calzone is better, is better than a taco. A taco's fine.
Really?
Yeah, but like name a bad calzone. Even something as simple as a pizza pocket, or no, is it not a pizza pocket? Well, I mean that too. Yeah, a pizza pocket. Yeah. That's delicious. Yeah, you get like I don't know about you. Hard shell tacos. Because that's what I want is cuts on the roof of my mouth for the next week. Bullshit.
You know why, Mike? Mm-hmm. You're doing your hard shell tacos wrong. What you got to do is take that hard shell taco and wrap it in a smaller tortilla wrap.
In a soft shell.
Yeah, like a Taco Bell's crunch
roll. Shell. Yeah. Soft shell. Yeah. Encases the hard shell to protect your sensitive roof of mouth.
So you're saying you need a buffer. There's a buffer.
You got to have a buffer. You've got to push it down.
You know what doesn't?
He's going to use this against us.
Push it down. You know what doesn't require a buffer or any special, instructions to eat? A fucking calzone.
Are you sure? Because I think I've burnt myself and cut the top of my mouth on pizza products way more often than taco products.
Let it cool. Don't just go in like a raging maniac.
Don't smell so fucking good if you don't want me to bite into you right away.
Right there.
What do you mean?
Right there. Don't smell so good. It smells way better than a taco. We've got a fish ingredient in there. We've got fish, a sushi, and the main taco is a fish taco. Let's be honest. The best kind of tacos is a fish taco.
Oh, I don't know about that. I do agree that fish tacos are phenomenal, but I don't know. Beef tacos, man.
My issue with this is I will pick a pizza over a calzone always. Like, I'm not a calzone person. I love tacos.
I hate to admit it, and I was hoping she wasn't going to say that, but I would pick a pizza over a calzone as well.
Right.
Yeah, calzone is the redheaded stepchild of the pizza family.
It's kind of like, I don't know, it's too doughy.
I have to agree with Mike though. Like pizza pops, oh my god, I could just eat an entire frozen box of those without even heating them up.
You tell me, what's the equivalent of a pizza? What's the equivalent? What's the taco equivalent of a pizza pop? There isn't any.
There
you
isn't
can't.
Any.
So I think on that alone, just the different ways you can enjoy a calzone. Whether you want like a fancy one that's going to take a while, one on the street. Yeah, I know tacos are on the street too, but shut up. And one in just in your microwave.
Okay, let me envision this for me.
Yep, yep.
You are at Blanco's.
Oh, yeah.
It's after 9 p.m.
Okay,
and
okay.
Margaritas and tacos are on special.
Yes.
How fucking good does it taste to have one of each different kind of taco? You got your pork. So you got your fish. You got your classic beef.
Don't stop.
Yeah. And then you're washing it down with a nice spicy margarita. You can't wash down a calzone with a nice spicy margarita.
No, what you can wash it down is a nice cold beer or a glass of wine. It's versatile. Doesn't have to just be a margarita.
Okay. You can wash down a taco.
Let me ask you this.
Hello.
Let me ask you this. You're drunk. You're at home. What do you put in the microwave? Mm-hmm. A taco or a fucking pizza pop? And I know I'm bastardizing the Italians. My brethren, they all hate me right now because I'm using a pizza pop as my linchpin, my anchor for my argument. But this is the only thing that's going to get through to the white people, okay? Just trust me. I'm trying to convince the Munja cakes.
Okay. As a household that does tacos every week.
Tell me you have disposable income without telling me you have disposable income.
We make them ourselves, first of all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're making tacos yourselves.
Anyways, for me, I do heat up a taco. I just have to throw in the meat and then I slap together a tortilla. I guess that's more of a burrito.
Old El Paso, mucho fun tonight.
Okay. I'm still on the taco train. Oh. I don't like calzones. They're too doughy, but I think you two might be against me.
They're calzone's the dad bod pizza. Everybody loves a dad bod.
Calzone's the food that's like a sock and a sandal.
Austin, I'm calzone.
Burrito quesadilla already went out. They're not making it through to the semifinal. We might have just shut out the Mexican trio from the semifinal because I got to go calzone. Racist.
Big upset. Calzone goes through.
Big upset. Actually, I don't know if that was a huge upset.
The only person upset is me.
So big upset.
It was very close. It was very close. But I think just for the reason to get pizza or one of its grandchildren through to the next round, calzone needed to be.
I stand by what I said earlier. Like, I will take a pizza every single time over a calzone. Too doughy. Not for me.
Yeah, but the option wasn't calzone or pizza. It was calzone or taco. Yeah, and calzone went through. Next.
Ugh.
Okay. Next up, we move into the semifinals in the Western Conference, hot dog versus peanut butter cup. And in the Eastern Conference, sushi hand roll cone versus calzone. Starting in the West, hot dog, peanut butter cup. Let's hear it.
Got to be peanut butter cup. Got to be the peanut butter cup.
Hot dogs, just a smoky. Like, you just think about like summer barbecues, right?
Or a pocket dog.
Or a pocket dog.
Is a pocket dog a hot dog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a burrito of the hot dogs.
Correct.
I will say, when Austin told me earlier that Reese peanut butter cups were on this list, number one, I thought he was out of his mind.
Which I am.
Which he is. But number two, all I could think about was in the wintertime, Reese peanut butter cups come out in like tree shapes. Have you ever had those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. I just want to eat them nonstop. Nonstop. We don't have peanut butter in the house very often, but when there is peanut butter in this house, the only way I will eat it is in a Reese cup form.
I was going to ask where you're going with that story, but again, classic me, I forgot that Austin was allergic to peanut butter, so the danger of the story was gone until I just remember that. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense now.
She brought the steaks back.
Like, a peanut butter cup is sexy to me because it could kill someone.
I was just going to say, there's a danger aspect to a peanut butter cup.
You know, we didn't think about that. There's not very many people getting killed by hot dogs.
Yeah.
maybe. Choking. I think hot dogs are huge choking.
Hot dogs are...
Sure, but it's less.
Hot dogs are a long-term death. You have too many of them, you know, the arteries and all that. So peanut butter,
slow game.
Quick death.
Oh, yeah. anaphylaxis kicks in quick. Let me tell you, bud.
High octane is high octane is sexy, and peanut butter cup is a high octane in, not ingredient snack. So you know, I think we got.
I'm gonna vote for peanut butter cup solely for the sex appeal.
I'm gonna vote for peanut butter cup because I freaking hate this hot dog. I'm going to call it an epidemic that's going on where everybody's like, look at my fancy hot dog. And it's just trash. It's just Wagyu beef, my ass. I don't care. Dress it up with your fancy onions. And
I got to go for hot dog because otherwise peanut butter cup will kill me. Mm. So
peanut butter cup.
But
through to the final, I think, folks. Peanut butter cup. Through to the final.
Honestly, I never would have seen this coming.
Solely out of spite.
Really? You wouldn't have?
What a stupid... It shouldn't have made it through, but it's so good.
It made it through well, let's, solely out of spite and the potential death of one of our co-hosts here, Austin.
One of the founding members?
Well, let's take a break from the, dangerous conversation on the peanut butter hot dog cup side and move into some more refined and elegant discussion here in our Eastern Conference semifinal, sushi hand roll cone versus calzone.
If this ends up being peanut butter cup for sushi cone, I promised myself I would try and laugh less on this thing, but I said that one's getting me.
Also, these two options rhyme.
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
Hand roll, calzone. Nope.
So close. She almost had it, Mike. Well, no, okay. But seriously, like, as much as I wanted sushi roll to come through in the last round, I think I got to lean calzone here. Sushi is just too abstract. Whoever put that in, so, you know, they got to screw loose.
I mean, I got
to... I meant to say...
You meant to say...
Hand cone calzone.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, damn it, wrong button. Somebody should take these away. I think I got to go with my brethren and say, fuck the sushi. Let's go with calzone. Plus, also, you know, fish. Gross. I mean, I actually don't mind fish. Sushi's
delicious.
Spoiler alert, I love sushi, yeah, but calzone. And I would have sushi over calzone, but.
I had no idea that calzones were Albanian.
You know, he doesn't edit this thing, but he might make an exception to come in and take that part out.
How dare you, ma'am?
Oh, you're okay. Just talking about your brethren.
Okay, so, I mean, sushi versus calzone. Sushi's delicious. I'd pick it over a calzone if I'm choosing what to eat. But I just feel like sushi's a little too abstract. Like, QC kind of dropped the ball on that one when they let me slip that through the cracks. I think calzone's closer. It's more a sandwich than sushi is.
You know what? At the point that we're at where peanut butter cup's on the other side, I'm going for sushi. This is a shit show.
We entirely lost the plot.
There's your tagline.
Am I the tiebreaker again?
Apparently. Wow. I thought you'd already picked. I thought you said sushi.
We have a split household over there. No. I said I love sushi.
He said that he's with his brethren.
Yeah. My Albanian brethren.
So it's calzone that's moving on to the final? Is that what it is? I think it's
got
to
be calzone. Okay, let's actually look at this realistically. No, fuck it. Calzone.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, give us one last shot.
One last thing. You are ordering food.
Mm-hmm.
What are you ordering? Is it going to be sushi or a calzone? Be honest.
I'd be more concerned at who picked the restaurant we're at if they have both sushi and calzone on the
menu. No.
That's an excellent point.
So you're ordering in. You're ordering to your house off of Skip.
Because it's the future.
Hold on. You can make taco, but I can't make calzone at home?
You can.
I'm just messing with your hypothetical here.
I'm just saying, what are you ordering? Really?
For the purpose of this, calzone.
You've never ordered a calzone in your life. I know that. I know that somewhere deep in my bones. And you're full of shit, but
yeah. But right, if I'm in Italy, I'm gonna get a calzone and not sushi.
You're gonna get a pizza.
Well, no, but
don't lie.
From one of those street vendors. I think the last ditch effort is not working. This is custard's last stand.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that has it. I think we've got calzone and Reese's peanut butter cup in our final for the most. Sandwich, non-sandwich.
Who'd have thunk
it?
5v6 in the final.
I definitely thought burger or hot dog was going to make it.
Well, truly, in my deepest of like hearts, I would say calzone is the bottom of my list of these 8 choices. How the hell did it make it to the final?
On a wing and a prayer.
Yeah, I guess.
Sometimes you just got to believe. Those Italians.
Which is what I wanted for sushi roll. I wanted it so bad.
Yeah. They couldn't see it out.
No, they couldn't. They didn't have the legs.
You could have made it happen.
I know, but calzone, I just...
Ugh.
And you know what? I think calzone carries forward here for me. Not that I'm picking it, but I'm just talking it out here. Calzone's superior to the peanut butter cup. Wait, peanut butter cup is tasty and all, but you got to eat like 12 of them.
No, you have no idea.
You got to eat 12 of them to be full. Calzone, you have one of those. Big meaty bastard.
But
done.
I'm thinking of every time I've ordered a calzone in the past 10 years, and I've been disappointed every time. Actually, the ones that I enjoy most are Pizza Pops.
Hell yeah.
And that's saying something. When your best option is a frozen option, you're not doing very well.
Oh, man.
But you don't, so just going back, you don't eat a peanut butter cup because you're hungry.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You eat it because it's delicious.
Yeah, no, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I mean, all I'm saying is that there's a couple of sandwich options in front of me. I got a hunger. Even if I've got a, I don't know, I'm just I'm a salty savory guy. I'm not, maybe peanut butter savory. I don't know. Again, never taking the chance.
Salty
chocolate
savory.
Salty savory. I'm going calzone. I think it's a superior construction. You have so many more flavors in there instead of just peanut butter.
I agree with that. And chocolate. I think the deciding factor for me is you have 12 peanut butter cups and you're kind of grossed out because it's the same thing. It's too much of a good thing. You have 12 calzones and you are one satisfied customer.
That wasn't the argument I was making.
No, but that's my argument.
You've misheard me.
No, but that's my argument. Because you could have 12 different types of calzones. The variety is there and just the deliciousness. And when you get one with like nice, with just good and like
pineapple
knows,
in it. Well, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, all right. I mean, you're on my side. I don't want to kick you, but sure, pineapple in a calzone. But Nonno's homemade sausages in there, the homemade tomato sauce. Oh, a nice fresh mozzarella in there. Ooh, just savory. Just I'm drooling right now. Where's Reese's peanut butter cup? And to be honest, to the Reese's peanut butter cup, it's gone downhill since we were kids. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that's fair.
It 100% has.
For the sake of arguments, let's say this is a 1990s Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, well, different story then. Those things were girthy. They were filled.
Oh, can't you get like giant Reese's peanut butter? Oh, hey, there's a, there you go. That's what we're looking at here. We're not looking at a bunch of like comes in a little package, little tiny bite size.
You're looking at the one giant.
Yeah, you're looking at the one the size of your face.
No, see, I don't like the giant one. If you're going to have a you got to go, I'm more of like a traditionalist.
I am with you. It has better ratio.
Yeah, exactly. The donut to filling ratio is better on a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I think. Hold on. Can I just?
Calzones
I just realized.
Disappoint me.
I just realized we have two donuts in the final of our sandwich, not sandwich.
It's true. Donuts are the superior sandwich.
Fuck.
This was my plan all along.
They do make donut sandwiches now. They make donut burgers. Interestingly enough.
Oh,
burgers
yeah.
Too much of a sandwich. Can't accept it.
I am so not on the calzone train. If we're doing donuts in this last round, I'm gonna throw an apple fritter and be done with it.
You can't just surprise. Bring in people. They don't bring in somebody in the final.
We have regimented rules to this game that we follow to the letter. You can't just bring something in.
I'm not voting for calzone. I know you two are going for the calzone and I want no part of it. Apple fritter.
I put a lot of support behind the calzone. It's been a long journey. We've worked all the way from the bottom. Now we're here. And I just think I got to vote for peanut butter cup.
Whoa. You can't just pull the cord like that.
What?
I you know what? When it comes down to it, I mean, even though I'm a salty, savory guy, I think it's just, it's a peanut butter cup. It's a classic. I can't have
You've
it.
Never
I've been
had
told
one.
Many times, though. I've never had it. But I've
that's how bad calzones are. He's never had a peanut butter cup, and he'd rather die than eat a calzone.
What really got me, what was the linchpin in this argument and this flip, was Yov's comment about how what we were hinging our entire calzone argument on was a frozen variety, was a pizza pop.
Thank you.
That's what we were talking about. We were talking about practice, Michael. Talking about practice.
It's also Canadian.
What? No, there's no way we did Caesar's ginger beef and calzones.
Pizza Pop really? Is Canadian.
Oh, Pizza Pops, yeah. Still, it's a frozen variety of what we're talking about. We were using the lowest of the low to sell the calzone. And it's for that an reason, I'm going treat. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So it was a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Actually, I stand by what I said. I think I made a very good point on the calzone. So.
Oh, I thought I had them. The calzone. It falters. It falls. It was the Cinderella story that wasn't to be. I'm devastated.
Are you okay?
No, I'm devastated. Okay? All right. Let's make the official announcement.
Will you ever financially recover from this, Michael?
Gotta fuck you. How you doing? Nothing. What do you need? I should get that on one of the buttons. All right. Well, according to the unicorns, the best of the best.
The brightest.
That aren't sandwiches that could be construed as a sandwich. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Well, and Michael is in tatters right now.
I was saving this for the calzone because I thought it was going to go through. But let's make the announcement. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is the winner, and it is... Campione del mondo! Campione del mondo! Campione del mondo! And we don't have video, but if you could just see the defeat in my eyes.
Yeah, that was a tough go for Mike. He lost Burger early on, and Calzone had so much promise and gave him hope, and then it was just cruelly pulled out from under him. Who could have seen it?
And you know what's crazy? Peanut
Butter Cup.
Is Peanut Butter Cup what? Almost lost in the first round, but I pushed it through just to say F you to Austin.
Peanut Butter Cup did not belong on this list, and somehow it was the winner.
Well, it did.
Something,
it won.
Something.
It tells you how shitty Calzones are.
Something, something bites you in the ass.
Best laid plans.
Yeah, that's our fifth and sixth seed actually in there, and they were randomized, but bottom of the brackets the way it looks like when I've got it drawn up here.
Major upset.
Crazy showdown in the end. Who would have thought coming into this that burger and hot dog would be just distant relics in the past, and that sushi hand roll would have made it as far as it did, which was the semifinals. Love a good underdog story.
What a tourney.
Yeah, that was great. Good times. Do you remember how we signed off last time?
No, but let's just do this. That was brackets. This was brackets.
That was brackets.
That was brackets.
This is brackets.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. Thanks for joining us. It was good to have a tiebreaker. Mike would have bullied his calzone all the way into the final.
Not on my watch.
Friggin' peanut butter cups. And the problem is I like Austin, so I can't even wish one on him right now. Because that would just be... All right, buddies. See you next time.
Okay. Bye.